بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, last week Monday we all were celebrating Eid al-Adha. And the lessons we learned for Eid al-Adha, lessons of Qurbani, submission, sacrifice, and the key lesson was mukhalafat of the nafs, going against our egos and desires, our temptations. Our nafs will pull us towards some haram, but we have to fight our nafs, the temptations, whatever our nafs is drawing us towards. So we have to make mukhalafat of it. And we explain in the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, how he went against his nafs and he was prepared to sacrifice his own son. And so many of the other tests he went through and he passed, he excelled. So all of us go through these temptations in our life. The story of Qurbani, the lesson of Qurbani is not just for the days of Qurbani and then it terminates there and it's all forgotten. Till next year Qurbani, we talk about submission, we talk about when you are placing the knife on the throat of the animal, then think that we are slaughtering our egos and passions and just for that day and all over. It is a lifelong struggle. This mujahada is every single day of our life, if not every moment of our life. All of us have temptation. You go to a workplace, there's some temptation. You go to college, university, madrasa, outside, traveling, everywhere there is those temptations, and the environments that we're living in today, the tests are even more severe than previously. Alhamdulillah, one brother messaged me, he's present here tonight, after Maghrib. He says, Maulana, after the last few majlises, I learned the importance of making mukhalafat of my nafs. And as much as I was tempted tonight to see the soccer match, the football match, which I never missed in my life, but today I am not going to see it, I'm going to come and listen to the program. So it gave me such happiness, and I make dua that Allah Ta'ala gives this person istiqamah. Then all of you, and every one of us, believe me, I don't know about soccer match and who's playing, but he just mentioned to me. So initially I thought he might be saying that, Mona, I need to see the soccer match, so I'll listen to the program afterwards. But he didn't say that. He said, I will sacrifice that. I will make mukhalafat of my nafs and I will present myself here. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept some persons coming here. His sincerity, it makes our salvation in the akhirat. It's mentioned few times, it's not just talks and bayans and discussions and conferences and ummah is suffering and these are the problems. What are the solutions and how are we implementing these things in our lives? These are basic things that all of us can bring into our lives. We all have these problems, these tendencies, these difficulties, these weaknesses, whatever problems we have. And the medication, the dawa, is a very simple one. Sometimes we look for something very, very strange and unique that nobody else has. And it must have such a nice capsule, the wrapping must be different, the box must be different, and must be an expensive one. Then we feel we really got something. Whereas the dawa is so simple. Allah Ta'ala has kept all this in Quran and Hadith, which our mashayikh extracted. Nonetheless, the lesson of Qurbani is not just for one day, it is every single day of our life. Allah give us a tawfiq in hidayat to make amal, inshaAllah. Then of course, many hujjaj have returned. And some will be returning. So when you meet a haji, one of the masnoon du'as that has been mentioned in hadith reported by Imam Bayhaqi rahmatullahi alayhi, قَبِلَ اللَّهُ حَجَّكَ. May Allah Ta'ala accept your hajj. So if any hujjaj sitting here or listening to the program, inshaAllah, قَبِلَ اللَّهُ حَجَّكَ. May Allah accept your hajj. وَغَفَرَ ذَنْبَكَ. May Allah forgive you your sins. وَأَخْلَفَ نَفَقَتَكَ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replenish you for all the expenses you incurred. You know, Hajj is not a very easy ibadah. And of course, there's money involved. And today, of course, with all the different tanazzul and dhamme shukriya and this agent and their traveling and this flight, and mashallah, it's quite exorbitant. So may Allah Ta'ala accept the hajj of all the hujjaj. We mentioned in the hajj talks, in the Jummah Bayan, والحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة. Imagine, حج مبرور, that حج which is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which there was no sin perpetrated, a person was not lewd, he was not indecent, he was not vulgar, he didn't quarrel with any person, he tried his level best to do it sincerity. If it's حج مبرور, the reward for حج مبرور is only Jannah. Imagine, Jannah the person gets. That is why it is sunnah to meet the haji and to ask him for dua. So the other dua, Allahumma ghafir lil hajj wa liman istaghfar lahu al hajj. Oh Allah, forgive the haji and for whomsoever the haji seeks forgiveness, even forgive him. And that is why we ask the haji, make dua for me. Make dua, Allah forgives me. So a haji, before he went for hajj, he had many intentions. Good intention. Inshallah, now when I go for hajj, when I come back, I will do this, that, this I need to bring in my life. I won't be weak in my certain ibadah that I am weak in. Now I'm going to make sure I read my 5 times salat or jama'ah. So the same intention that you made, now keep up to those intentions. This is the real test now. Whilst in the Haramain Sharifain, Mina, Muzdalifah, Arafah, the jazba was there, and you were crying, and naturally a person will cry, he'll make tawbah, istighfar. Now the real test is now, after you touch Hajar Aswad, the real, or the reality will now come before and become manifest to see what type of life you are living now. From bad to act to good, or from good to bad. Or you have remained the same, if not gone worse. So, oh mu'amalat, oh mu'asharat, people will see us now. See, but you just made Hajj and came. He's a Hajj stuff and he's doing this. So one has to be on guard. And therefore, we have these programs also to remind us. All of us, we require these programs to remind ourselves, whether the person is an alim, qari, hafiz, sheikh, hazrat, whatever he may be. These are simple talks and advices of a mashayikh that remind us to be on guard all the time. So the haji made good intentions. For example, if somebody was not reading his 5 times salatul jamaat before, now he went for hajj, he made that intention. Now keep up to it. Yes. Person will feel that exhaustion after Hajj, jet lag and all those things will happen. A person sometimes feels a bit sick. But you have to be very, very firm. And firm immediately. When a person immediately he takes the courage and the strength and he makes that qurbani, Allah Ta'ala then makes it very easy for him. Then our dealings with people, our interaction with people, with our family members, the very first people who will see us, our wife, our children, our parents, our aunts, our uncles, our in-laws, you see how he is dealing, how she is talking. Then of course, whatever has happened in Hajj has happened now. Don't keep on complaining that he did that and she did this and they were doing like this and all this. Shaitan will keep on playing all those things. This fellow did me down and he did that and they promised me this and the breakfast wouldn't have that cream and didn't have that. Now all those things are forgotten. You got reward for the sabr you made. And at the same time, the good that you achieve and you accomplish. Yes, sometimes you give targheeb to a person. You explain to your wife or to your father or mother when you come back, Alhamdulillah, give me tawfiq of being going to Riyadul Jannah, whatever. Out of happiness, you're making tahdith of a ni'mat. That is okay, but you have to be very careful. You're not doing it now out of riya and show. As you know, Alhamdulillah, with the crowd, I still manage to make about tawaf every in salat. And whatever it was, you know, in Mina, I managed to climb there and I do this. Then you are going to spoil the sawab of your hajj. And therefore I mentioned, imagine building the Kaaba. What a great achievement and accomplishment. That Kaaba that we see today, Ibrahim alayhi salam built it, with his son Ismail alayhi salatu salam. Without any people around them to assist them, no contractor, no builders, no, they did it. With whose help? Allah's help. And after building the Kaaba, they could have put their flag, they put their name there, built by Ibrahim. Nothing of the sort. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. I mentioned that already. In Arabic, قَبِلَ يَقْبَلُ means to accept. إِقْبَلْ would have been sufficient. رَبَّنَا إِقْبَلْ مِنَّا. Accept it from us. They use the word تَقَبَّلْ in Arabic, تَفَعُلْ, which means, Ya Allah, when a person makes takalluf, he exerts himself. See Allah, please, we beg you to accept it. It's not even worth presenting it before you. And we beg you, accept it from us. So the same we do. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala and so many sahaba, after doing something, a very good ibadah, like in the month of Ramadan, we mentioned towards the end, we made i'tikaf and we read tilawat and taraweeh. Now we should be having that worry. May Allah, Ya Allah, please don't reject it. Ya Allah, you accept it. Make it maqbool. Make us from maqbool banda. Don't make us be from mardood. So the hajj, the haji, must make dua to Allah ta'ala still. Oh Allah, you accept my hajj. And Allah, give me the tawfiq and hidayat and the himmat now to continue with all the promises I made there when I held the khilaf of the Kaaba. Ya Allah, I will do this, I will do that in my life. Ya Allah, help me to fulfill it. Yes, sometimes a person will make some mistakes, he'll slip, error, no problem. You turn to Allah ta'ala again, you make tawbah, istighfar. So these are the few things that Alhamdulillah, Hajis are returning, and I thought it would be important to bring to all our notices, inshallah, to especially the Hujjaj, so that Allah Ta'ala gives us the full reward of our Hajj. Hajj is such an sacred ibadah. Buniya al-Islamu ala khamsin, shahadati Allah ilaha illallah, wa iqami salah, wa ita'i zakah, wa sumi Ramadan, wa hajj al-bayt. All other things, the person has to read salat, has to give zakat, of course he's got the nisab. But Hajj, Allah Ta'ala says, if you have got the means to make Hajj. So Islam has been built with these five pillars. MashaAllah, if a person has done all five, then he has fulfilled the pillars of Islam. So therefore Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat, especially those brothers who have not gone for Hajj, and Hajj is compulsory. Whatever obstacles came in your path, now you make dua to Allah Ta'ala fervently. Allah, you give me the tawfiq of making Hajj next year. Don't say after 5 years and 10, next year. Inshallah, we have all made Hajj, made niyat, inshallah, we will make Hajj next year. Allah give us the tawfiq, and as I mentioned, impossible things happen. Impossible things happen. Sometimes, with all the bodies that we have today, who regulate the Hajj, and they say, sorry, you cannot go, wallah, in the masjid. I don't know if I mentioned names. People still went. When your labbaik is written, then outwardly, they'll say, you can't go, it's impossible, there's no visas and nothing. And I've seen this year also, people who went. So, Allah Ta'ala makes it possible, then the person will go. Inshallah, in today's majlis, I would like to discuss a very important mazmoon, and that is Parishaniyo ka ilaj. All of us have some difficulties. All of us have some needs. How many a person will write and say, Manala, I'm looking for a suitable girl to get married. And I've tried everything and I just can't find the right girl. Or can't get the right proposal. Or I'm looking for a job and I'm battling and I'm struggling. Or I've got this problem or that problem. So Sharia has taught us something very, very simple to do. And that is to beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We read 2 rakat salat. It's called Salatul Hajah. Rasulullah mentioned a long hadith, comes in Tirmidhi, comes in Ibn Majah. Abdullah bin Abi Awfa radiallahu ta'ala, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come out to us and he said that whoever's got a need, one is a need, of course all needs are fulfilled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but one is a direct need. For example, you require a child. You married with no children. So you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fulfill that need. But there is a need from a fellow friend of yours or some makhluk. Now, you need some person to intercede on your behalf to get the job done. So whether it is a need directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or from some makhluk, you still turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the procedure is very simple. Person reads 2 rakat salatul hajah. First of all, he makes wudu, and he makes wudu properly with the correct adab, fulfill the faraid, the sunan, the mustahabbat, the adab of wudu. Properly a person makes wudu, and he reads surakat salatul hajah. And after the hajat namaz, then he raises his hand, he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sends durood upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then there is a lengthy dua of hajah, which we have heard many times, La ilaha illallah al-halim al-kareem, Subhanallahi Rabbil Arshil Azim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Nas'aluka Mujibati Rahmatik, Wa Azaima Maghfiratik, والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته أبدا. The main part, والله fulfill my حاجت ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين. The various words and the various حاجت دواس, but there is one dua that is mentioned in these kitabs, in the books of hadith. So if a person reads his dua, inshallah, there is great hope that his hajat will be fulfilled. So whatever the hajat is, of course, if sometimes the need comes and you need to make a decision immediately, and you don't have the time to read Salatul Hajah, but then too you can still turn to Allah Ta'ala and make dua. If you can't raise your hands, you make dua in your heart. So there are many things. You are in business and suddenly that container, you're not sure to purchase it, get it, or leave it out. So you're not sure, Allahumma khir li wa akhtar li, Allah, you choose for me, make the right decision for me. Various du'as. Various things a person can adopt. The important point here is that we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this mazmoon, Mufti Taqi Usmani sahab had mentioned in one of his talks that sometimes a person got some pareshani and the work, that the thing he's trying to achieve, there is some obstacle. He's battling, he's struggling, and it doesn't seem to be successful in it. Always there's some problem, there's some rukawat, there's delays, and he's desperately in need. So this is what he should do, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now of course, we make use of the zahiri asbab. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the means that he has created, dunya, remember, is darul asbab. It is a place of means. Allah has kept these things, means Allah Ta'ala has created for us to make use of. Halal means, permissible means. Allah Ta'ala has commanded us, shara'an, it is permissible to use these means. But the difference between a believer and a disbeliever with regard to the usage of the means. So as Mufti Taqi Sahib says, insan ko koi zarur jab pesh aati hai, تو ظاہری اسباب اور دنیاوی اسباب تو اختیار کرتا ہے, شرعاً جائز ہے. But there is a difference, لیکن ایک مسلمان اور ایک کافر کی درمیان یہی فرق ہے کہ جب ایک کافر دنیا کی ظاہری اسباب اختیار کرتا ہے تو وہ انہی اسباب پر بھروسہ کرتا ہے. The difference is, a disbeliever, when he makes use of the means of this world, then he has full trust in that means that he is using. And a believer makes use of the means, but his barosa, his tawakkul is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A believer will make use of the means, but he'll have full trust, he'll place on who? Not on the means, on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, he's got mulazamat ke liye koshish. A person is battling, trying to get a job. Ek shakhs berozgar hai, he's got no means of livelihood, is looking for a job. Is baat ke liye koshish kar raha hai ki mujhe achhi mulazamat mil jaye. Is trying to look for a suitable job. Ab mulazamat hasil karne ka ek tarika ye hai ki wo jagah talash kare aur jahan kahin mulazamat mile, milne ka imkan ho, wahan darkhast de, aur agar koi janne wala hai to usse apne haq mein sifarish karwaye wagaira. What is the means? But if there's a job opportunity, then you apply for the job. And if you require somebody to speak to the boss there to organize you a job, then make use of the means. If you go for an interview, then you apply for the job and you go for the interview. So these are all zahiri means that Allah Ta'ala has made, has kept. So a person must make use of this means. And after that, after using the zahiri means, اس کی پوری نگاہ اور پورا بھروسہ انہی اسباب پر ہے. یہ کام کافر کا ہے. When a person makes use of the means and then he has full trust in the means that I applied for the job, and so now he doesn't turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doesn't have tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a kafir does not have tawakkul upon Allah. So this is his manner, and this is how he will use the means that Allah Ta'ala has created. But a believer, he will make use of the means and then he will have tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same thing applies for sickness. Bimari. Person is sick, what does he do? What is the means? take the medication, he'll go to the doctor, he will go for tests, whatever it is. But a believer will after using the means, he does not have faith in the means. He does not have barosa and tawakkul that the means is going to give me shifa. It is only Allah who will give shifa. Mufti Taqi Sahib has mentioned that Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, in the Purana Zamana, in those days, the doctors in the bottle, whatever dawa it was, they would put a label, Huwa Shafi, Allah is the curer. I don't think anybody has got that medication today. Doctors, pharmacists, you won't see Huwa Shafi. Because, mashallah, many doctors are very pious also. They will say Bismillah when they give you injection. Allah Ta'ala give them barakat. In fact, one non-Muslim doctor, he doesn't even take 1 cent. So, before injecting, because he knows a lot about Islam, I tell him, say Bismillah, he say Bismillah, then he give me injection. Oh, yaqeen must be in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person, a believer, will make use of the means, but his barosa is only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this believer will feel, hey, I took this tablet, now I'll be fine. But then what happens? So many times a person has made use of all the medication, and just not ordinary medication, the best of medication. But Allah has desired otherwise. The knife that Ibrahim al-Salam was using, it's a zahiri means of cutting, of slaughtering, but it could not, because Allah did not put any athar in it. There was no ta'athir effect in that knife. Fire is supposed to burn. Allah removed the effect of burning from the fire. So the fire could not burn. So what do we understand? Musabbibul asbab is Allah. The creator of means is Allah. It is only in His control to put a ta'athir, an effect, or to remove the effect. Yes, Allah has made it permissible. And in fact, we have been exhorted by Sharia to make use of the means, but use the means and have tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then as Mufti Taqi Sahib says, tadbir ke saath dua. After you made use of the means, then you turn to Allah, you make dua. Huzur Akhda sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, dua ka ek ajeeb, khubsurat jumla manqool hai. It's a very beautiful sentence in one of the duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jab bhi aap kisi kaam ki koi tadbir farmate, after Rasulullah did any work, used the means, he made some plans, whatever, then Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Allahumma hadhal juhd wa alayka tuklam. Wallah, this effort was from my side. I tried by using all the zahiri means that you created. But Allah, after using the means, I firmly place my trust only upon you. Wa alayka tuklan. Tuklan, tawakkul. That means, Allah, you create the effect in the means and whatever I did. You make it be fruitful. You make it productive. Ya Allah, I made an effort in my business, but Ya Allah, you showed me the thamara, the fruit of my efforts. It's only in your hands. So this is the jumla of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma hadhal juhd. What do we understand from this? First is the effort from your side. And then you have tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala saw those people, farmers sitting there. They had their axes and their picks and they had their spades. And sitting, he asked them, what are you all doing? So he said, no, we are those people who have tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is going to provide for us. There'll be vegetation and crops. He said, did you plant the seed? They said, no. So he said, this is not called tawakkul. This is not me using the means of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You use the means first. Juhd come first. Effort first. You go to your business, you make the halal usage of the halal means, and then you have trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib, rahmatullah, damat barakatuh, has said that Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi, rahmatullah, was the sheikh. Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi, rahmatullah, was a very great senior khalifa of the time, rahmatullah. So he says, there's a very important point here. He says, deen dar haqiqat zawiya nigah ki tabdili ka naam hai. It's a very beautiful statement. He says, what is deen in reality? It is, in reality, zawiya nigah ki tabdili, the change of the direction of our purpose, our eye, or our action, whatever we're doing, It's just a matter of how we change our direction. For example, he gives an example. He says, مثلاً ہر مذہب یہ کہتا ہے کہ جب بیماری آئے تو علاج کرو. Every person will say, بھائی, a person is sick, you must make علاج, you must seek some remedy. لیکن بس زاویہ نگاہ کی تبدیلی کا فرق ہے, وہ یہ ہے کہ علاج ضرور کرو لیکن بھروسہ اس علاج پر مت رکھو. So what he said? That you will use the means. Are we using the means? Now, how will we use this means? What angle will we be looking at? Zawiya means angle. Nigah means your glance. We'll look at it that this is a means of Allah. And if Allah wants good to come in this, then good will come into it. And if Allah does not want good come to it, then good will not come out of it. This is how we should be looking. If a person does this, his iman will be strengthened. Then he will not become such that he loses hope and become full of despair if the means did not produce what he required. A man worked so hard in the shop, so many customers came, he tried his level best, but he saw no sales in hand. A person took the medication, exactly how the doctor said, followed the instructions of the doctor, followed the diet plan, everything, but there was no effect. So if a person looks at it, Ya Allah, if you want effect to come in it, it will come, otherwise not. There was quite a, this a long lesson, but inshallah, just a few important points. And then he mentions, let's see the effect of things. What is our yaqeen, as I mentioned now? That if the thing has ta'thir in it, if Allah places the effect, then it will come into existence, otherwise not. So he mentions the story of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, radiallahu ta'ala, and the Muslims, they were conquering a certain land, and they had surrounded the forts which they had conquered, but there was one particular qil'a, a fort, they had laid a siege around. And the people inside, disbelievers, after some time, obviously it became difficult for them, so they requested, let us make a peace agreement with the Muslims. So their leader was sent. So he was sent to represent his people. Come to Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, make a peace agreement. Okay, give us a break and we won't harm you, and we will, whatever conditions you place, we will accept. He comes to the Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. The Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu sees him, meets him. He sees he's got a glass, a container with some type of liquid in it. So he asks him, what is this? He says, this is filled with poison. She said, what's the need for this? He said, no, I have come here. If I am able to convince you to make sulah and peace, well and good. But if I fail, if I'm unsuccessful, I cannot go back with such a face back to my people that I have lost and I have failed in my mission. Therefore, I will drink this poison, because this is such a poison that any person who takes just a sip of it, he merely brings it onto his lips, he will die instantly. He says, all the hakims and doctors have said that they don't even know the za'iqa, the taste of this poison, because nobody was able to test this poison and then tell the doctors what type, what taste it was, and they could be given an antidote. The moment he puts it on his lips, he will die. Khalid bin Walid asked him, you really believe this? That the moment you put this, you got such conviction that you are going to die? He says, 110%. That is why I brought this. If I lose, then I will drink it. And Khalid bin Walid said, give it to me. He said, what are you going to do with it? He said, I want to show you. And the ulama have mentioned that Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu wanted to give him da'wah actually. Da'wah was Islam. So how is he going to convince him that Islam is a real religion? To show him that my yaqeen is only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not on zahiri asbab. So he says, just as you believe that this poison, by bringing it onto your tongue, you're going to die, I've got full yaqeen that even if I bring this poison and not just bring it to my lips, I drink this entire glass of poison, if Allah does not want me to die, I will not die. And watch. This man said, bhai, don't make zulam upon yourself. Why are you going to kill yourself for nothing? I'm telling you, it is so poisonous that you are going to die. And Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu said, I will say, Bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis sama' wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. I take the name of Allah, Bismillah. Alladhi la yadurru ma'a ismihi, Whoever takes the name of Allah, then nothing, لا يضر ما اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء. Nothing in the skies or earth can be harmed then, after a person takes this, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no harm will come to me. As Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu drinks his entire glass of poison in front of him. And this person is watching, looking at the eyes and the face of Khalid bin Walid, is he going to see any effects? Is he going to die? Because he had conviction he's going to die. And he says, nothing happened to him. Absolutely nothing. He embraced Islam there and there. Now of course, ulama, mashayikh said, not for us to do this. We cannot try all these things. Our yaqeen has not come to that level. We are weak. For us, use a zahiri asbab, things which are dangerous, we stay away from that, but have tawakkul upon Allah. See Musa alayhi salam's story also. That asa became snake. Allah told him, grab it. Zahir thing is going to harm me. Allah said, la takhaf. Allah removed that effect of the snake. So it did not harm. This is yaqeen. This is how we build ourselves. So this is what Mufti Qisab has said, that the Salatul Haja, a person has to have, use the Zahiri Asbab, and then turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like this, the other example we did so many times when Rasulullah s.a.w. came back from Hunain, and he was resting under the tree, and he hung his sword in the tree, and the enemy came and grabbed the sword, and he asked Rasulullah, مَنْ يَمْنَعُكَ مِنِّي? Who's going to save you now from me? What did Rasulullah reply? Allah. Allah. Yaqeen was in Allah. Not the sword cannot do any harm. That person actually began to shake. The sword falls off. His yaqeen, his conviction was the sword can kill. Rasulullah's conviction was the sword has the effect only if Allah puts the effect. Nothing happened to him. There was a Bedouin, a person, a Sahabi, a Bedouin who came and said, Ya Rasulullah, what should I do? When I'm in the jungle, I've got my camel. It's time for Salah. Should I tie my camel first, then engage in Salah? Or should I just engage in Salah and have tawakkul and let the animal just let it loose? Rasulullah said, اِعْقِلْهَا ثُمَّ تَوَكَّلْ. And if tie the camel first, then have barosa and faith and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's what ulama say. First use the zahiri means, tie your camels first and have tawakkul. Then as the Mufti Qisab says, and we'll end with this, he said, as the Thani Ramadan mentioned a very beautiful point, ajeeb nukta. Now we talk about tawakkul, generally we say in something that may benefit or may not benefit. It may happen if I use it or may not happen. And then I'll have reliance upon Allah. So you're not sure whether the thing will work out or not. So maybe it will happen, maybe it might happen. Tawakkul on Allah. But never does our mind go to something which is in front of us and there's nothing stopping us. And there's it, for example, the Dasar Khan, there's food. So the food is right in front. All I can do is just pick it up and eat. Nobody has tawakkul then at that time. That this zahiri means, but I'm placing my trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Thani Ramadan says, that also requires tawakkul there on the Dasar Khan. I'll just read it out. It says, Asbab ki yaqini mojoodgi ki surat mein tawakkul. This is the means. The other one, you're not sure if that means will work, doesn't work. Is it the correct means? You're not sure. But here you got the right means in front of you. Hazrat Thani Ramatullah Ali, what did he say? He said that when a person is in Dasar Khan, Masal Ham Dasar Khan par khana khane ke liye, बैठे हैं खाने सामने हैं भूख लगी हुई है ये बात बिल्कुल यकीनी है कि हम ये उठाकर खा लेंगे हंग्री द फूड इज राइट दे वी गोइंग टू ईट नाउ सो ही सेज अब ऐसे मौके पर कोई शख्स भी न तो तवक्कुल करता है और न ही अल्लाह ताला से दुआ करता है या अल्लाह ये खाना मुझे खिला दीजिए नोबडी We see Bismillah, very good, Alhamdulillah. But what niyat Bismillah? Ya Allah, you give me the ability to eat this. How often a person just took the morsel, heart attack, couldn't eat it. Something happened, the phone call came, there was an emergency. Oh, he took it and he got stuck, he got choked. So he didn't even enjoy it. or it led to his death. So this is again tawakkul upon Allah. Even though the zahiri means is so close to you, there's no prevention, no obstacle from you to use it. This is what Hazrat Thani Ramadhu says. Because Hazrat Thani Ramadhu Ali farmati ki tawakkul ka asal mauqa to yehi hai. Aur Allah Ta'ala se maangne ka asal mauqa yehi hai. This is the place where you should be begging Allah and having tawakkul upon Allah. Isliye ki agar is waqt wo Allah Ta'ala se maangega, to uska matlab ye hoga ki mujhe apni zahiri sabab par bharosa nahi hai. Because at that time when you got the means and you still are making dua to Allah, wallah, this is just a means, you enable me to eat it, then it shows that despite the zahir means, despite the apparent means in front of you, you are still having reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq and all of us tawfiq of having true tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Use the zahiri means which is halal, permissible for you to use it in the correct way, and have reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will build our yaqeen. Then if there's any loss, or if the venture was not successful, or the means didn't work, then Allah didn't make any effect on it. But get into the habit of two rakat salatul hada, whatever need we have. Whether it's a court case, whether it's some sickness, whether it's some business problem, whether it's domestic problem, get into the habit of two rakat salatul hada. Make the wudu properly. And if you don't know the entire dua, try and read, get the dua card or learn the dua. And these dua, the words all supplicating, taking the name of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is Halim, Kareem. You're asking Allah Ta'ala to give you the tawfiq of doing those good deeds that will bring about the mercy of Allah. And oh Allah, give me the tawfiq of doing those things that will become a kafara for masiyyat. You are begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Allah Ta'ala wants. When Allah Ta'ala sees a person is begging from me, then Allah Ta'ala will fulfill the person's hajat. Also, don't forget the brothers and sisters in Kashmir, or Muslim brothers and sisters. Allah Ta'ala, remove the difficulty. Again, if we read two rakat salat and we make dua for them, no matter how far we are, at least this much we can do, then nothing can come between Allah Ta'ala and helping those people. Allah Ta'ala does not require anybody's assistance. Or rather, I should say, there is no barrier then from them receiving the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala wants the ummah to turn to him, to make sincere tawbah, istighfar. How many for mashayikh, somebody went for hajj and some buzruq was there, he also mentioned that make kasrat istighfar bro. And sincerely repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What the halat of the world will turn out to be, Allah knows best. All these are signs of qiyamah, which are apparent. But it should not make us lose hope in the mercy of Allah. On one side, you see, there is inhitat, there is a decline, Muslims suffering. On the other side, you see, in so many of the Western countries, Islam is growing and flourishing, and so many masajid and madaris are coming up. So all is the test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All we need to do is sincerely check our lives. Where am I going off? Where am I going wrong? And make sincere tawbah, istighfar. Allah Ta'ala will change the conditions. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanallah wa bihamdika nashkuru la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.